Hi, and welcome to First Bite, a Nation's Restaurant News podcast. I'm your host, Holly Petrie. Today is Monday, September 26th, and here are your top stories. First, menu tracker. New items from Taco Bell, Sonic Drive-In, and Krispy Kreme. See what chains across the country added to menus this week. Second, four restaurant leaders discuss their struggles with labor, supply chain, and more. Hear more from this exclusive conversation recorded at NRN's Create Live experience. Third, Darden notes economy weighs on lower-income households. While Olive Garden and Cheddar's might feel impact, CEO says in Q1 call, finer dining brands see increased sales. Fourth, Chipotle Mexican Grill to pay $7.75 million in child labor law violations to the state of New Jersey. This is the second case regarding child labor law violations and the second workplace settlement this year for the chain. And finally, how tech is improving the customer experience. Advancements in hospitality technology have reset expectations from U.S. consumers. Now let's dive deeper into one of these stories. Chipotle Mexican Grill has agreed to pay the state of New Jersey $7.75 million for thousands of violations of child labor laws, the state announced on Tuesday. Chipotle will require training for managers on the state's child labor laws under the terms of the settlement. The fast casual chain, based in Newport Beach, California, also named a child compliance officer and said it will audit its own practices. The settlement is a result of a 2020 audit done by the state of New Jersey into Chipotle that found more than 30,000 violations, including instances of minors working past the 40-hour workweek and not being given enough meal breaks. Under New Jersey law, 14- and 15-year-olds can work up to 40 hours a week when school is out of session, with 30-minute meal breaks after 5 hours of work. They're allowed to work up to 18 hours a week during school months. 16- and 17-year-olds can work up to 40 hours a week with 30-minute meal breaks year-round. Hear what I have to say on the matter. So Chipotle is in trouble again, this time for child labor law violations in New Jersey. This stems from a 2020 investigation by the state regarding child labor law violations against 14 and 15-year-olds who were working more than 40 hours a week and didn't have proper meal breaks. This is a big deal. Because it's $7.75 million, which to Chipotle is not a lot of money. But this is the second child labor law violation that they've seen in the past 2 years. There was one in Massachusetts that settled for a little over $1 million. But then they also had the case in New York this year, with New York City, where Chipotle settled for $20 million with the New York City for labor law violations in the workplace, this time with scheduling, which is a New York City specific law. So Chipotle's been in a lot of trouble this year. I'm not quite sure how they're handling it in terms of management. It's kind of a tricky area to be in. They have a lot of corporate owned locations. I mean, this could be a reason why we're seeing unionization across the company. I'm not sure if the California law, the new California fast food law, is going to, first of all, impact Chipotle. And if it does impact Chipotle, how that's going to really impact the rest of Chipotle's workers, because that could really, that is in effect producing union-like conditions. So I wonder if that could branch out to the rest of the country, or if other states will pick up on that and turn that law into effect in their states, because California was supposed to be a guinea pig. So I'm very curious to see if that happens, because Chipotle is really the one that's kind of out there seeing a lot of these laws happen against them, seeing a lot of these fees and fines happen to them in a way that other companies really aren't. I'm curious as to why maybe Chipotle has more of an eye on them from the government. I'm not quite sure about that, but it seems that there is a lot of eyeballs are on Chipotle right now in terms of labor law. And I'm very curious, especially in light of the unionization movement, what it means for Chipotle. I personally think it means that we're going to see more unions at Chipotle, because I'm not quite sure the legalities of if people below 18 can unionize, but especially after the whole New York City debacle, there was a big thought that the New York City workers were going to unionize because of all the scheduling issues. And I have heard rumblings that they haven't been fixed, that there's still issues with scheduling and abrupt scheduling in New York City. So I'm very curious to see how that's going to shake out and if we are going to see more unions. We only have one unionized store of Chipotle so far. The company hasn't really introduced any new measures to counteract that either. So there's a lot kind of at stake here for Chipotle. And there's a lot that we can really learn from Chipotle in terms of what they're doing at large. They have all of these things that they're doing in terms of corporate stores, but they're also doing all of these things for their employees. They have a lot of really nice benefits that they're providing. They also are good to the environment. They're good to farmers. They're good to the food workers that they work with. But apparently it's not enough. Apparently that's not what workers want. They want a consistent schedule. They want their lunch breaks. They want to be fully staffed. I mean, that was what the first store that wanted to unionize that eventually closed down wanted, was just to be fully staffed. That was what they really wanted more than anything else. And that was why they eventually closed, was because they weren't fully staffed. So, I mean, it's really the basics that people want. And it's the basics that Chipotle seems to be failing on right now. So I think we're just going to have to wait and see what happens. But I personally think that this is going to spur a lot more unionization at Chipotle. Thank you for listening to today's episode of First Bite. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new one. Until then, stay up to date with all your news on NRN.com.